Kai called Pitt into her office. As always, Pitt looked perfectly professional as she came to attention in front of Kai's desk.
Ma'am.
The log bears out your story, Master Sergeant. Contact with Slaughter Key behind my back for years, it must be.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. If the Admiral will permit...
Kai was well aware that Pitt was using formality to maneuver her.
Go ahead.
Until Major Douglas died, the Admiral will understand that there was no conflict of interest. I was, as I am, a member of Mackenzie Military Assistance Corporation, and my loyalty belonged to that organization.
Pitt paused, head slightly tilted, and Kai nodded her understanding.
So, it would have been inappropriate for me to discuss with you any of my contacts, anywhere.
Kai thought that over. She had never been drawn to the shady side of military work. Intel was something she wanted, but did not want to obtain herself.
I see.
If the Admiral thought the contact was inappropriate, it was a matter between the Slaughter Key government and my high command.
But I didn't know.
No, ma'am, I understand that, but... Ma'am, it's been a very odd situation between you and me from the start, like I've said before. We're not in the same chain of command, we're not enemies, we're allies of a sort, but normally you would interact only with officers of your own and related ranks. Yet, you could, in age, be one of my children.
Kai just managed not to blurt out, "You have children?" in a tone that would have been insulting.
But you aren't. And you outrank me anyway. I do not know exactly what Major Douglas's orders were as Mac's liaison. Of course, I never saw them, and my orders were to assist him as required. But from what he did say, I gathered that he was to assist you, without giving up any of Mac's secrets. Though we were not then officially in alliance with you, and I don't yet know the terms of our alliance because they were in the files that were destroyed with Vanguard, I considered it my duty to be of assistance as well, especially after he died. I did overstep my authority, ma'am, both by contacting Master Sergeant McRobert and by urging you into treatment, but I did so thinking it was in the best interests of my command.
What you aren't saying, but I'm hearing, is that I can't really expect you to be loyal to me, and neither is or was McRobert.
It's not exactly that, ma'am. As I understand my duties, my loyalty to Mackenzie, which is, of course, primary, requires that I assist you and your endeavors here in any way I can. That is what I've tried to do. As a matter of fact, not that it should make any difference, I happen to like and respect you personally. But if you were a sot-head idiot, I would still have the same duty to assist you. And though I like and respect you personally, I cannot allow that to affect my duty.
And your understanding of MacRobert?
He has his duty to Slaughter Key, as I have mine to Mackenzie. He'll do what he thinks is best for Slaughter Key, despite what he feels for you, though, like me, he respects your ability and character.
Do you know if he has told Grace Vada about his contact with you?
Oh, yes. He told me that he told her, and that she had been amused. She's quite a woman, he says.
She is indeed. And she also doesn't give much away. But my question now is, how much can I trust you?
I will not divulge anything I think might be harmful to Mackenzie, now or in the future, without specific authorization from my own command structure. When we can, I would like you to contact Mackenzie in my presence, and I need clarification of my orders. However, I know from Major Douglas and the Articles of Alliance you showed me that my orders will at the least be to assist you. And that means being straight with you. If you ask my advice, it will be the best I can give, though I'm only a Master Sergeant.
You are not only a Master Sergeant. And if you're not going to lie to me, let's start there. I suppose my lesson learned is that all intelligence personnel are tricky at best, including MacRobert and my very unsainted Aunt Grace. You have my permission to continue your contact with McRobert, since I suspect you'd find a way to do it anyway. But please keep in mind the advantages to secrecy.
Yes, ma'am.
You're no longer confined to quarters. You've already been all over the ship, so there's no reason to cause us both inconvenience that way. I'll want you at the staff conference at 1330 hours. If we can arrange a secure link to Mackenzie before that, I'll contact you so that you can speak to your command.
Vada's War, Victory Conditions, is continued on the next CD.